Previously on White Collar.
Kate says adios to you at prison and gets busy with her disappearing act.
Missed her by 2 days. Where'd she go?
She's a ghost, man. She did an outstanding job of melting away.
Kate! Kate!
She's being held by someone. She's too scared to say who. Interpol told me the man who has Kate is with the FBI.
You think it's Paula?
I do now.
What's he want from you?
Could be anything.
I'm not done with this investigation, Bert.
Neither am I.
Neil, he's close.
The man with the ring?
Yes. He wants something.
Who is he?
I can't tell you.
Please just tell me where you hid everything.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Peter.
We need to talk about Neil.
Only there was some way to compare this to your life.
I get it, Maz. I'm a pawn. Your analogy lacks creative thinking.
You're upset because it's accurate. See, Kate has reign over the entire board, while your movements are more restricted.
God, I have to be lying about Peter.
There's no way he has Kate.
Neil, everyone has a price.
And Peter's been in the perfect position to control everything. I hate to give the suit credit, but he's smart.
I know him.
There's no way he could do it. If you're so sure, then prove it. Find the ring, you find the king.
See if he has it.
I'm the bishop, if you were wondering.
I wasn't. Oh.
You trust him? Look, he's the guy you want for this.
You didn't answer my question.
Bye.
Morning, Peter.
Morning. Agent Landry, meet Neil Caffrey.
Con man turned FBI consultant.
My reputation precedes me.
Well, you're hard to miss. You took a swan dive out of a judge's chamber into a bakery awning.
I really don't like that picture. But they do have the greatest cake in town. What's up?
Agent Landry is here from the Dallas field office. He's following a boiler room case.
Actually, I'm still catching Burke up on the details. Nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah.
You think Caffrey's the right man for this job?
Oh, yeah.
He's a criminal.
So are the guys in the boiler room. Yeah. Look, I busted him for bond forgery.
I know the story. Then the guy breaks out of prison.
3 months left on a 4-year sentence.
Then he's an idiot.
No. It was for a girl.
Well, it looks like he could have his pick.
Yeah, well, there's something special about Kate. Point is, she's no longer an issue.
Got a tracking anklet on him? How's that work?
We can pull a map on his movements at any time. Sure, when he's working or with me, we don't worry about it. When he's off the clock, he's on a 2-mile radius. He goes outside that, we get an alert. Look, you need somebody who can sweet-talk their way into a high-pressure sales environment. He's your guy.
Thanks.
Some Rangers tickets, box seats. He's interested.
Okay. Boop.
This is a boiler room scam. We've got an office full of junior Gordon geckos selling bad stock. It's a classic pump and dump. Guy in charge buys 500,000 shares of dollar stocks, gets his boys to inflate the price by selling it over the phone, then dumps his stock when it peaks, leaving our buyers holding worthless shares.
People are losing their homes over this. Guy last month got taken for $50,000. He's got 3 kids and no roof to put over their heads now.
The average victim of this scam loses nearly 30 grand. So we need to shut this room down.
Room's mobile?
And they've run this operation 4 times now. Every time they dump the stock, they pick up, move to another location.
It's the guy in charge.
It's what we're trying to figure out.
Landry's got somebody on the inside, a female informant.
Female? How'd she work her way into the boys' club?
She hasn't.
That's why we're sending in someone who can. Someone who can hustle with the best of them.
I guess we won't be drawing straws.
You're going to interview with a guy named Brad.
Of course his name is Brad. You think I can keep up with these guys? Peter, I'm flattered.
Well, give me a break. You can tell light switches to the Amish. Madison Cookler, that's our girl on the inside. Yeah, exactly. She won't know who you are.
What's her role in all this?
The guys transfer the calls after they make a sale to her. She takes down all the buyer's information. But thanks to her, we know exactly what kind of stocks these guys are looking to hawk. We went fishing with several of our own front companies. They took the bait on that one. Reimer Pharmaceutical.
You got a tap on every phone in the place.
Yep, we're recording every call. But sales are real. We just want to know who's behind it all.
So do I.
What's that?
Nothing. For me, Peter, I didn't get you anything.
Call it an Eagle. Recorder, transmitter, GPS. Keep it on you at all times.
Love it.
We need to cut your anklet on this one.
Love it even more.
No, you don't. After your last escape, we need a home run. A lot of people think I made a mistake.
Well, let's prove them wrong.
Yeah, or else you're headed back to maximum security.
But some things never change.
Good news.
Two closes, 3,200 shares.
Yes, that is what I like to hear. Yeah, don't get your hopes up. I already got dibs on that one.
Does she know that?
Since when does that matter? I'm Brad. You must be, Nick Halden?
Guilty as charged.
Your U5 says you were terminated from Lehman Brothers.
Oh, yeah, the market crashed. Wasn't feeling the love.
You couldn't find a job working anywhere else? I'm interested. I want to make some real cash.
Listen, our turnover rate is huge. High volume, high money. You make sales, you get paid. You know what? Don't waste time taking down client information. Just transfer it over to the girls over there. They mop up women's work anyway, right?
Yeah, okay. Let's do this.
Hang on a second. I haven't hired you yet. You, take a break. Start your interview.
Can you give me some numbers?
Yes, take your pick.
It's 216 area code, feels lucky.
You got that 216.
Cleveland, getting ready to reroute the call now. Is anybody in particular you want me to send it to?
Come on, newbie. Mr. Charles Fairweather is waiting for the deal of a lifetime.
Am I selling him?
A dream. Which today is Reimer Pharmaceutical.
Hello?
Mr. Fairweather.
Speaking.
My name is Nick Halden. I want to be your broker.
I've already got a broker.
Really? How's he doing for you?
Make any money last year?
Nobody made any money last year.
That's not true. If you're with me, you'd have netted 3%. That's after the crash.
I don't believe you.
You got an email address? I'll send you my earnings report right now. Biotech and alcohol were up.
How did you get my number?
Your old broker. He's not smart enough to keep you to himself. What do you do for a living, Charlie?
I'm a history teacher, but I'm not interested.
The only history that's worth a damn is the history we make today. You know who said that?
I believe Henry Ford said that.
Yes, yes, he did. And he was right. Have you heard of Reimer Pharmaceutical?
No.
Of course you haven't, because your job is to teach, and my job is to know about companies like Reimer before everyone else. You know when you don't buy a stock? When your cab driver tells you about it. Now, if you'd known about IBM before the invention of the microchip,
would you have bought in?
Of course.
Well, Reimer is poised for a breakout on the same scale. Monday, the FDA will approve them to begin clinical trials on a quantum-confined nanotechnology that has the potential to transform cancer medicines. And I can get you in on the ground floor.
That sounds like insider trading.
Not at all. No, it's completely legit. Look, I pour over 1,000 pages of scientific, technical BS
so I can make you rich at $3 a share.
Let's start small, okay? 1,000 shares. I double that for you next week, and then we get serious.
Sounds nice, but I'd have to ask my wife.
Oh, your sale just died, rookie.
Mr. Fairweather, if you invest with me, the only question you'll have to ask your wife is what kind of hardwood floors does she want in her new house?
I don't know.
Life comes down to a few moments, Mr. Fairweather. This is one of them.
He's good. I'm in.
But Let's make it 5,000 shares.
Thank you. I'll transfer you over to one of our girls, and she'll take your information. Whew. So, how'd my interview go? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Believe me, I wouldn't be giving you this information if I didn't feel confident enough to own a few thousand shares myself.
What do you mean you don't invest over the phone? Look,
the Cuban Missile Crisis was solved with a phone call. We have to move on this right now. You don't get rich buying into a high market. The market is down. What do you need, an engraved invitation?
Look, you want the good things in life? What are you going to do? You're going to work harder?
No, you're going to invest smart.
Oh, Jones, turn that down.
College tuition is going to be covered.
Now you're starting to talk like a smart investor. Look, this is a stepping stone to your first million. All right, I appreciate your business.
Come on, Crazy Eight, let's go.
Crazy Eight?
No? Uh-huh. You land close to eight whales in one day, you can buy your own nickname.
Time to hit the bars.
We're not going with that.
Why not?
He wants to meet you.
Who?
The man behind the curtain.
Caffrey goes out of range, we'll lose his audio.
That's okay. He's still recording.
That's him?
That's Avery, guy on the left. He's the youngest guy to have a seat on the New York Stock Exchange. He's the man with the plan. He finds the stocks, fronts the cash, we do legwork.
Who's he talking to?
His business partner.
Partner looks upset.
Usually they work together. Our room is all Avery, which is why they're not exactly simpatico right now. Keep that to yourself.
You must be my new rainmaker.
Yeah. So you're having problems with your associate.
Well,
I don't want to get pinched because you're having domestic troubles.
You've got balls.
I like that.
What my business partners and I discussed isn't of your concern. Just go relax. Have fun.
Not cool.
It's a little early for you to be calling it a night, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I got the man behind the curtain. His name is Avery Phillips.
All right, I want to get moving on this. Meet me in the office in an hour.
I'm in your neighborhood. Why don't we meet at your place?
My place?
Yeah, it's a little late for the planned bureau walls. Besides, you got better coffee.
Yeah, I do.
Coffee, my dear.
Thank you, Mrs. Burke.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. I was going to be up in, what, 6 hours anyways.
Thanks, honey. All right. Let's see what you've got recorded here.
That's Avery, guy on the left. He's the youngest guy to have a seat on the New York Stock Exchange.
That's a good start. Jones?
I was pulling up intel on Phillips. Check your email.
Got it. Well, Avery's been very busy.
Huh? I'm going to go rummage through your drawers and steal your most precious belongings. I'm kidding. I need to go to the bathroom.
Upstairs, first door on your left. Leave this seat down when you're done.
Paper.
He runs a separate, legit brokerage with this man, Daniel Reed.
I saw them arguing. They're partners.
Yeah, but they don't trust each other.
Sounds par for the course.
Checked with FINRA. Their business is profitable, but something tells me that Avery's trying to push out Reed. They've run the boiler room scam together on the side in the past, maybe for startup capital. But according to your new buddy, Brad, this current shop is all Avery. He's planning something on his own.
So let me wrap my head around this for a second. Let's just say I'm Reed. You're Avery. You're trying to screw me.
Why?
Money. It's that simple.
Isn't it always?
So you manipulate your friends and people around you?
Yeah. All to get rid of you.
I never saw it coming.
with you?
I found the ring. It's Peter.
I'm so sorry, man. I truly am.
I don't understand why.
He's a suit. This is what they do. You gonna play it out?
What choice do I have?
They got you off your anklet for this one. You could run.
I need some cash.
We can get cash. Then what are you gonna do?
Get the money.
We know who we're after. Now all we need is proof that Avery is getting a cut of the profits from the room.
Well, can we get the boiler room books?
We make that request, we tip our hands, and they close shop. No, we need another way in.
We already set up a company they're exploiting. How about we set up a CEO to exploit them?
Where are you going with this?
Well, let's say that the owner of Reimer Pharmaceuticals is onto the scam. So he walks into Avery's office with a proposal, earning reports and a share of the profits in exchange for silence.
We create the right backstory, get the CEO a working history. It's flying. Question is, who do we send?
How about you? You look like a guy people can trust. But I'd also believe you could be bought for the right price. If you played it right, I mean.
All right, that's all.
We have a problem.
How would there be a problem? No, I'm just excited to see you go undercover. It doesn't happen very often.
Happens more than you think. Still have some active aliases.
You're a man of many faces.
I appreciate your business, ma'am. I'm going to transfer you over to my associate, Madison. Will you hold on just a moment?
I'm about to close the sale.
That's cool. Just don't transfer the call to Madison.
Why not?
Just do what you're told.
What, am I an intern here?
Look, I have no idea what's going on, all right? Avery says freeze out Madison. That's what we do. Just go to Linda for now. All right. Well, by the way, Avery's having a party at his place on Saturday. Clear your calendar.
You hear that?
Yeah. Sounds like they're getting suspicious of our inside man.
Woman.
Yeah, woman.
I need that EBIT analysis Tuesday. Jason, Tuesday. Mr. Edison, glad to meet you.
No, you're not.
Direct, I like that.
I know what you're doing to my company. Reimer Pharmaceutical isn't worth all that attention. Tell me why a guy like you is buying all those shares.
You have proof I bought any shares?
We both know how these games are played. I mean, I work on Wall Street. That doesn't mean I can't smell a shark in a suit. You're making a move, some kind of move, and you're setting yourself up big. That's what guys like you do.
Why are you here, Mr. Edison?
Bottom line?
Yeah.
I want in. The money you stand to make from taking over my company means that you owe me board membership to your firm. I'm not talking about controlling interest. Just a taste of the profit.
Or what?
Or I talk to the feds. Or I talk to the shareholders.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah. I'll give you until Monday to give me your projected earnings. You know what you stand to lose. I want to know what I stand to make.
Tell you what, I'm having a little get-together this weekend.
I'm not here to be your friend.
If we're going to do business off the books, we should discuss it off the clock.
Fair enough. What do you have in mind?
Oh!
Yeah! What's going on there?
Avery's doing a little business. Maybe you should mind your own.
You know, you're a little psycho.
Nice plan, dude.
Come on, Crazy Eight. You're on deck, man.
No, I'm cool, man. You're already loaded. You take that shot.
Whoa! Nice place.
Well, what can I say? I'm a boy with my toys. What's life like without a little fun, right?
How old are you, anyway?
29 this month. But just because I'm ahead of the curve doesn't mean that I can't enjoy my success. You want to see something really cool?
Sure.
Come with me.
Comics.
My prized possessions. I've been collecting since I was a kid.
You still are a kid.
Guilty as charged. I'm Peter Pan in the flesh. Every kid needs inspiration. These are mine. You see this one?
This is nice.
I could trade that for your car.
You like superheroes?
Those that go above and beyond what you and your human can do. Yeah.
That's you. Minus the cape.
You'll love this. This vault is completely tricked out. There's a fire, the room clamps down, the air is sucked out in 10 seconds.
That's pretty cool.
Damn right. You steal from me, same thing. The door shuts, you die with no air to hear yourself scream. Mr. Edison, these are the guys. Guys, this is Mr. Edison. Who's up?
Nick is.
No, I'm good, man. You go ahead.
Dude's been passing on us all day.
Not really a gun guy.
That's all right. The grown-ups play with the big boy toys.
Do I know you?
No, I don't think you do.
Nick, back on.
It's all right. Is there a problem, Nick?
Nick, take the shot.
Pull. Pull.
Since I don't like guns, doesn't mean I can't use one.
Damn. That was crazy.
Come on.
Let you boys keep this party going. Can I have a cocktail? Shoot something? We've got some business to take care of.
Where's Madison?
She shoots some birds, man.
They know she's them all.
Damn it. This is gonna go bad fast.
Back my play.
No. Neil, what is wrong with you?
I saw your ring.
What?
I know you got kicked.
I'm gonna have those rings. Not now. Back my play.
Hey, Avery! This guy's been playing you. You got yourself a spy.
Are you selling me out now? Trust me. I'll explain it later.
I knew I recognized this son of a bitch.
What do you mean?
Search him. Check everything. Check his pockets.
What is that? What is this? What is this?
Who are you? Like he said, I'm a spy.
2 years ago, this guy tried to extort me on insider trading. You can't trust him.
Well, I'm the one you can't trust. That's a good one.
Who are you? SEC? FBI?
You really think the FBI could afford a gadget like that? He's a corporate spy.
Who do you work for?
Your partner, Dana Reed.
Reed?
You think he doesn't know what you've been planning? He's been on to you for months.
put her in her car, give her a bottle of wine, tell her she's employee of the month.
How do we keep this quiet?
We're gonna put him on that trap and launch him off the front lawn.
You're really gonna play the whole bad guy thing? Buy him. Flip him on Reed.
What's Reed planning?
He knows you're gonna cut him out of his half. He hired me to find out how, so he can cut you out first.
How am I supposed to flip him if I can't even trust him?
Pay me in stock. I help you, I get rich. I screw you, I get nothing.
I want 5%.
Cojones on this one.
I give you 2 for 3.
Mind?
Peter doesn't have Kate.
You sure about that?
Yes, I am.
How often is he gone, Elizabeth? How many late nights when you don't know where he is?
Okay, stop it. Peter is the best thing that ever happened to you, and you're smart enough to know that.
Well, he has the ring.
That's your evidence. Here's the ring. It's a 10-year FBI pin. Put in 10 years, you get one. Most of us have them made into a ring.
I've never seen you wear it.
It's a fraternity thing.
Come with us to the next Bureau accommodation dinner. You'll see hundreds of them.
Will I get one?
No.
I'm sorry, Peter.
I promise you, we'll figure out who it is.
Whoever it is with the Bureau.
Yep, that is a problem. But I need you to help me get Avery first. Go in and play Reed against him.
Make him think his partner's betraying him?
Maybe he'll do something stupid.
Thank you, guys.
It's all right.
You gonna tell him that you met with Kate?
I don't think you trust me enough for me to tell him what happened that night. After the case, then I'll decide.
Now what? I want you to tell Reed that we're gonna dump the stock next Friday.
When's the real dump?
This Friday. Well, we're celebrating. He'll get to watch his stock become completely worthless.
Spreads up from, I guess, wherever they make them, I'm not sure. And that's all we do all weekend, eat hot dogs.
Excuse me. Could you give us a minute, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
This better be good.
It is. You know who I am?
Yeah, you're Avery's new rainmaker.
Your partner's cutting you out.
What? Get lost, kid.
I want you to tell Reed that we're going to dump the stock next Friday. When's the real dump? This Friday. While we're celebrating, he'll get to watch this stock become completely worthless.
Bitch, I'm gonna kill
you. Now you do something, you lose your chance to win the upper hand.
Why are you telling me this?
Figured it might be worth something to you.
Why do I need you?
Because Avery trusts me. I'm trying to make a profit. We can take him down. Make some money in the process.
And what do you need?
Access. I want his financial records, proof he's been running these rooms. We can hold that information over his head. And problem is, I couldn't find anything on his home or office computer.
Avery doesn't trust computers. Because they're too easy to hack into. What do you have a ledger?
There's no paper trail because he literally keeps it on paper. We find this ledger and we got him.
We need to figure out where he keeps it.
I know exactly where he keeps it. This has got to be where Avery holds a book with his comics. It's a perfect location.
Yeah, according to the company who installed it, we're dealing with a state-of-the-art fire suppression system. It's the same kind they use in the top museums. When triggered, a polycarbonate glass wall seals the room, and then a hydraulic vacuum sucks out the oxygen. The fire dies, no damage to what's inside.
And if I'm in there, no air to breathe.
Well, there is a kill switch, but we don't know where it is.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Tech Lab has another cool gadget for you. This mini breather will give you 5 minutes of air, just in case the system is triggered.
It'll fit perfectly in one of these.
Cigar tube. Nice. FBI's been watching Thunderball. Breaking out all the toys on this one, guys.
Anything happens, Jones and Lauren will be stationed with the unit right outside the property.
5 minutes worth of air.
Yep.
What's your response time?
Roughly 5 minutes.
Roughly.
I'll be at the house to back you up in case anything goes wrong.
How are you going to pull that off?
They're dumping the shares on Friday, so everyone wants to have a little party to celebrate. We're both on the invite list.
So just so I'm clear, if anything goes wrong, I suffocate.
Then we'll make sure nothing goes wrong.
Yeah. Or I can practice holding my breath.
You got the new Ferrari yet?
I do. Quinturbo V8 with adjustable rear spoilers. Quite a piece of metal.
Once this deal is done, you won't settle for the street model. You'll be able to get the designer pre-release from Italy. Ever been to the factory in Maranello?
No.
They've got their own wind tunnel. It's unreal.
What are you going to do with your money?
Put in secure 401k and mutual funds? It's all about security, bro. I'm just messing with you, man. I'm going to buy a cruise ship, hollow it out, and turn it into a floating mansion.
Damn.
What about you?
Buy an island.
An island?
Yeah, then I'll learn how to play the guitar and just chill.
You don't need an island for that.
Don't kill the dream, bro, hon.
I got dibs on that one.
Oh, yeah? Does she know that?
Since when does that matter?
Hey, you're going to be back in time for the celebration, though, right?
You want this to go to waste?
Yes.
Ride on one of those Russian rockets up to the space station.
You do that. Excuse me. Edison.
Yeah, heads up. We just came through the front door.
All right, hold your position, but be ready to move.
You got it. All agents, hold your position.
Avery.
Hey. What's up?
You're a son of a bitch.
Why don't you ease back on the hostility?
What are you celebrating, huh? We don't have anything to celebrate for another week.
We're just relaxing. I figured the boys could use a little reward for all their hard work.
No, I couldn't let this go. I know what you've been up to.
Don't you come into my house. Bring all this cash.
Shut up. I've been talking to your spy buddy.
My spy? My spy? You hired him. I'm just flipping him back on you.
What are you talking about?
Now you're going to play stupid with me?
You thought he worked for me? I never hired a spy.
Where is he? Right. Where's Nick?
Crazy 8, he's getting busy with the waitress.
He knows about the ledger.
Suit up. This is about to get ugly.
Hey, yo!
Suspects from the house, all teams moved in.
All right, we need to find the kill switch. Take this. No, no. We work together. We'll share the oxygen until Jones comes. There's not enough time. 5 minutes for one person, 2.5 minutes for two. No, Neil. We're wasting time.
I trust you.
If Caffrey's in the vault, he's got 5 minutes of air. The clock is ticking. Let's move.
Never seen anyone die before.
Crazier than I am.
You got my back, right?
Something I need to tell you. And I need you to listen to everything before you react.
I don't like the sound of that.
I know what he wants from you.
Who?
The guy in the picture with Kate. You call him the man with the ring?
How could you know that?
Kate told me. And now I'm going to tell you.
You talked to Kate.
The night you confronted Fowler.
Yeah, he said he was investigating it.
Yes. This picture was on my desk the same day that you had it.
And you never said anything.
What was I going to tell you? I recognized the ring. This guy with Kate is with the Bureau. I started poking around, trying to figure out who it is.
It's Fowler.
I think so.
Of course, yeah. You start digging around, that's when he bugged your phone.
The phone, the OPR investigation, Operation Mentor, all of it. He wanted to know what I was on to.
And that was Kate.
I passed a word to her saying I wanted to meet, talk about you.
What happened?
Hello, Peter.
We need to talk about Neil.
I guess we do.
Kate put the gun on the table. You recognize this? Yeah, I've got one too. Just like Fowler.
Who?
Shoot me or put the gun on the table.
It's been a while.
5 years. First time I caught Neil.
What do you want?
Leave Neil alone.
I can't do that.
Why not? What does Neil have that you so desperately want? I can get it for you.
Why would you do that?
Why? Because he's good. Because he's the smartest guy I've ever met. And I'm tired of watching you twist his heart around. He's my friend. Let him go.
Neil stole a piece.
He's stolen a lot of things.
This one is special. It's a music box. That's my price.
Did you ever love him? Tell Fowler I know, and I'm not backing off.
Peter. Don't push him.
Okay.
the facts here, she may not be on your
side. You're wrong.
Gosh, damn it. Leo, come on. I looked into her eyes. I didn't see concern for you.
This is an angle.
She wants this music box. Do you know where it is?
I might.
Come on, you're gonna cut me off now?
I know where it is.
Good. So what is it?
Catherine the Great had a room in her palace in St. Petersburg made entirely out of amber. You've heard of it?
Yeah, it was dubbed the Eighth Wonder of the World. The Nazis looted it in World War II.
Yeah, well, one of the things they took was an amber music box.
It's gotta be worth a few bucks.
Yeah. But not enough for all this.
There's something inside it.
It's holding some secret.
I want to see it.
I'm going to need some time.
Well, it's ready. Are you running? You folded. You're back in chains.
I have to see this one through.
Okay, so Fowler wants the music box. Let's give it to him. Where is it?
I don't have it.
What? You told everyone you had it.
I never told anyone. Everyone assumed I took it, and I never corrected them.
It did make you appear superhuman.
Image is everything.
Now what?
Now I find the music box.
And steal it? Welcome back.